one issue I have is that I go to Mass, and to me it's boring a lot. You know, I think it's the same thing every week, and I find myself zoning out.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, both young and old, complain about that. But we have that little phrase, to practice your faith, and part of practicing your faith is going to Mass. You know, I played all the various sports when I was a kid, and I can count on the fingers of one hand the times I found practice thrilling. You know, occasionally you'd be practicing basketball or baseball, and you say, hey, I really get the thrill of the game. Usually practice is tedious. It's repetitive. It's doing drills, not really playing the game. It's getting yourself prepared for this excellence. Why do we expect the practicing of the faith, therefore, to be at every moment uplifting? You're practicing the violin. A lot of it's drudgery. It's repetitive. You're practicing the golf swing. A lot of it's just going out there and hitting the golf ball. You're practicing whatever it is. So why is practicing the faith thought to be different, that every moment, every Mass has got to be an emotional high? It's disciplining yourself toward this great excellence of a relationship with Christ. But to expect that much of it, I think, is unrealistic.
But then what about the homily? I mean, I can see, oh, this priest doesn't ever excite me. It's always kind of, I fall asleep.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things I'd say. One is, homily should be better. I think it's a shame that Catholics don't preach that well, and that's been true for a long time. The studies have shown that people are bored with homilies, they're unsatisfied, so they should be better. And we should all be about the business, we in the seminary world and the church world, to make preaching as good as possible. Second thing I'd say is, but the Mass reaches its high point at the Eucharist. What you come to Mass for is a communion with Christ. You come to listen to Him in the Word, and the homily should help there, to be sure. You come to listen to Him, and then you come to commune with Him, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. If you stay away from the Eucharist because of a bad homily, that's a bad reason, because that's the real center and focus of the Mass.
So should I be then, if I were bored and if I had used these excuses before, how would you expect me to, what should I do when I go to Mass then, if it had been boring to me?
You know, one thing to do is to get better prepared. You know, if you're, let's say you're practicing a sport and practice is just drudgery, it could be because you're not into it enough. You're not prepared for it. You haven't worked hard enough to get ready for practice. And all of us who played sports know that. You can be so underprepared that even practice is hopelessly hard. Or you can spend a lot of time on your own getting ready for practice. So Catholics ought to come to Mass a little more invested. Maybe you've read the readings yourselves. Maybe you have some Bible commentary. Maybe you listen to something on the web. There are tons of things on the web, all about the readings. They'll give you sermons for the readings coming up. Go on the radio, you can hear a lot. So bring your A game to practice. I mean, one of the problems is we all bring our C game to practice, and then we find practice tedious, and we stop going. No, bring your A game, and then enter into practice, get through that, and then you're ready to live. You know, you're ready to really play the game.